It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome to Border Crossings. Away we go once again. The start of a new week. And our first show of the new week. We welcome you to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, I see that Lynn is in answering calls. 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number. You can give us a ring, and Lynn will take your request. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and we start off today's show with a request coming to us from Etienne Habumugisha, who's in Kigali, Rwanda, and he said, play the song for Christian Ruther Kalisa, who's another listener here on Border Crossings. And this one is from Eminem, and it's called Slim Shady.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's... is. Of course they're gonna know what in the course is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here? So you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MP3. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sent here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a f*** like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like it's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting, pinching nurses' asses when I'm for jerkins and I'm jerking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. Every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a f- with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Border Crossings, Eminem, he's the real Slim Shady. Marshall Mathers from Detroit, Michigan. And a request from Etienne to not only Christian, but he said, I also want to include a Wallow England geographer, Aditha Pratika, Ephraim Marawi, Amara Henry, Edwina, Isato Jala, Vincent Maloba, Grace Kansupong, Evelyn Donoso Abog, and Eves Natwali. So there you go, everybody. Courtesy of Etienne in Kigali, Rwanda. That's Slim Shady. Slim Shady, Eminem, is right now collaborating on an extended line of clothing. It's a new project that he's called the Icon Project. He's selling hoodies for somewhere around $250. So if you want to get a new Rag & Bone Eminem hoodie as a part of the Icon Project, $250 large. And some of the hoodies will include 313. Now, for those that don't know what that means, and that's probably most, I can tell you, being a native Detroiter, that that is the telephone area code in Detroit, Michigan. So if you want to reach somebody, you got to dial 313 as the area code. There was a rumor a few months ago that Eminem was dating Nicki Minaj. And when asked about it, he said, no, I'd love to. I'm not, but I'd love to. And when asked about it, she didn't have any comment whatsoever. This is Border Crossings, and you can check us out online. We're broadcasting live. Our stream is at voanews.com. And as you're browsing the internet, you can also check out Eminem's tour schedule. He's in Hanover, Germany tomorrow night for a show in Hanover. Then he's off to the Netherlands and the UK for a couple of shows in London this month. So he's keeping himself busy. All right, up next, we got a birthday request. Sammy Couture, who's always thinking about people's birthdays here at the Voice of America. I don't know how he finds this stuff out. Every year, like clockwork, he's there to say happy birthday, Larry. He says it to Vince. He says it to the host. Today, he tells us, because we didn't know this, today is apparently the VOA director Amanda Bennett's birthday. So he said happy birthday to Amanda Bennett. So I'm glad that Sammy's keeping up on those things. Happy birthday, Amanda, from Sammy Couture. And he picked this song just for you. It's called Blue Pastures. Here's Dolly Parton on Border Crossings.
I was looking for greener pastures when I left my old Kentucky home. I was chasing after dreams I thought I'd master, so I left the one that loved me all alone, thinking only of myself and doing better. Didn't care about the grief I left behind. Didn't successful in no time. Now I'm headed for blue. waits with open arms for me at home. Now I'm headed for bluer pastures, where the bluegrass waves sweetly in the wind, where the bluegrass music's always playing to the
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you are listening to my pal, Larry London. You can't trust him, but he's good.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
He
hey.
Took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah.
Hey.
All of my heart is in Havana.
Hey.
There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, ooh, nah.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam.
Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the bacon on me. She waited on me,
damn.
Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me.
This is history in the making, homie. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it costs a million, that's me.
It's me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart.
Crossings, Havana, ooh, na, na. That's Camila Cabello and a request from Alexia, listening in Kuwait to 96.9 FM. And Camila has been working with the folks at L'Oreal on hair care products. She's endorsed several hair care lines. And now comes word that she is creating her own makeup line for L'Oreal. She was asked about this at one of the Taylor Swift tour stops. And she said, most likely, I'm not going to tell too much, but she said, most likely it's going to be an eyeliner. She said she really believes that a woman's eyes are very, very important. So she's working on creating an eyeliner for L'Oreal. At least that's what she told reporters. And also she was asked if it was true that Taylor Swift had been the person that encouraged her to leave Fifth Harmony. She said, no, absolutely, that's a rumor. It's not true. In fact, Taylor told me not to leave Fifth Harmony. She said, I just couldn't stand it anymore. Couldn't take it anymore. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. For you to join us with a request or dedication, you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also send a tweet to #BCVOA if you're at twitter.com. It's #BCVOA. And email is bordercrossings@voa.gov. And, of course, there's always facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Cletus Clarks is with us. And apparently he's in Germany right now. Born in Germany and raised in Germany. So, Cletus, thank you for listening. Mesfin Yagezu said hi. And Mikhail Kondratiev, Ed Montana. We heard from Bafour Ose Antwi on our Facebook page. Ephraim said hi. Zach Waku, Brian Cabasso, Naka Emanuels, Awalu England geographer, and Metshafe Mekbib is with us as well. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, a request from Sappho28, who wants a song off the Maroon 5 album called Red Pill Blues, which is their sixth album. And Sappho said, dedicate this to my sweetheart, Abena Twenboa, inside Legon, Accra. So we're going to do that for you right now. Apparently, the video, according to Adam Levine, who is battling an eye infection. Adam Levine has an eye infection right now and posted on Instagram a photo of his swollen eye, which is being treated with antibiotics. But the video for this next song, very bizarre. If you've seen the video for Wait, it kind of opens at the beginning. It's a funeral. And Adam Levine is in a coffin, and there's a lovely young lady in the coffin next to him, Alexandra Daddario. She's from Baywatch. And then there's a scorpion that stings her and brings her back to life. So it's kind of a bizarre story in the video to this song. The song is called Wait, Maroon 5, for Sappho and his sweetheart, Abena, listening to Border Crossings.
Dirty looks from your mother. Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it. Oh, let me apologize. I'll make up for all those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around? Turn around, just wait. Can we work this out? Can we work this out? Just wait. Can you come here, please? Cause I wanna be with you. Can we talk for a moment? Got these feelings that I'm tired of holding on. Wasn't trying to get wasted. I needed more than three or four to say this. So let me apologize. Yeah. I'll make up for all those times. All those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around, just wait, can we work this out, can we work this out, just wait, can you come here please, cause I wanna be with you. Can you tell?
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out, then you and I would simply fly away.
Border Crossings, that's the band Bread, and that song is a request from Richard Jackson, who said, I live in Hawaii. Shaka bra. It's great to hear from Hawaii on this sunny Monday here in Washington, D.C. And I know in Hawaii, it's always sunny and always beautiful, depending on whatever island you're on at the time. But Hawaii, they call that paradise. And I would have to agree, having been there myself. Richard, thank you so much for requesting that song from Bread. The band began together in 1968. The voice of Bread belongs to David Gates, who's now 77 and enjoying retirement in the state of Washington. That's where he lives. Doesn't worry about music anymore, just kind of kicks back and enjoys life every day. I want to say hello to Ilgin, who celebrated a birthday recently, and she's with us on Border Crossings. Alfred is back on 102.4 Sierra Leone. Thanks, Freetown, for joining us. James Addy is with us. Cave Mad, Olu Benga, and Chiluba are tuned into Border Crossings today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the program. I know the World Cup continues in Russia, and England's still in it. They're all surprised about that. They're real excited that England is still in it. A lot of teams remain, and they're continuing with the matches today. And Sunnyside of Sports will keep you up to date on what's going on there. But speaking of soccer, speaking of the sport of football, I've got some news that just came across the wire a couple of minutes ago in terms of what's going on in Thailand with all of these young boys. There's a football soccer team that kind of was just hiking in the mountains on an excursion in between matches, and they said, hey, that looks interesting. Let's go in there to that cave. And so the coach was with them, assistant coach, 25 years old, said, let's all go in. So all the boys went into the cave. And they walked and continued to walk, and they apparently lost track how far they went into the cave. They were about 2.5 miles into the cave, and then the monsoon season, the rain started, and the cave started flooding, and they're stuck in the cave. They've been there for a couple of weeks now, although the rescue teams, and there are 90 expert divers from around the world who are working hard to get these boys out of the cave because they're running out of food, they're running out of oxygen, they're running out of time, quite frankly, because the monsoon is raining right now. And the cave is, they're trying to drain it as fast as it fills. So it's quite a dangerous undertaking, but four more soccer players have been taken out. Yesterday, four came out. Today, so far, four more have come out of the 12. So eight of the 12 are in safe hands now in hospital being cared for. That leaves, I guess, three more soccer players, three or four, and the coach. And apparently the word is that the coach is the weakest of the whole bunch because he gave his food to the other soccer players. Whatever ration he had, he gave it away. So he hasn't had food for 2 weeks. But they're working hard to get them out of there, and hopefully, fingers crossed, their prayers will be answered, and they will all be returned to their parents and their families safely and in good health. So that's a little bit of good news on this Monday. Coming up next, we have a request for Mariah Carey from Bonus. Bonus is in Kenya listening to Border Crossings. Mariah Carey just announced she's going back to Las Vegas. She had a residency there for a couple of years, and it seems like the thing to do. If you want to make money, you get a gig in a hotel in Las Vegas where you can perform every night, and you don't have to tour, you don't have to make records, you don't have to worry about anything. In fact, apparently Britney Spears is negotiating for a deal which would pay her $500,000 per night in Las Vegas to perform at a casino. So that's some big money. Here's Mariah Carey, Bonus in Kenya. This is called Always Be My Baby on The Voice of America.
Oh, with Larry London. Thank you. to heaven.
Border Crossings. There's one of the greats to come out of 1971, a request for Ian, listening in the UK for Stairway to Heaven on Border Crossings. Robert Plant, who co-wrote the song to one of Led Zeppelin's biggest hits ever, was asked recently what he thought about that song and what its relationship to him means. And he was asked this question on a network in the UK. And he said, well, I don't know. It's kind of like a relative of mine somewhere. He's by the sea. He's got his hands behind his head and he's laying back in the sand going, love me. That's what he believes his relationship is to Stairway to Heaven these days. When asked about a reunion with Led Zeppelin, he said, not going to happen. Not going to happen. But the band are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year with several special releases. They've got a book of photos and stories coming out called Led Zeppelin by Led Zeppelin. And in September, on the 7th, they're going to re-release the, I believe it is the deluxe version of the album Led Zeppelin, which is where you find Stairway to Heaven from 1971. And they've just put out a version of Black Dog that was never heard before, which is available for streaming right now, ahead of the actual vinyl album being released September 7th, the deluxe version of the 50th anniversary reissue. I want to say hello to Gino and Edgar, who are in Kuwait. Sam Anagor, Dakina, is tuned into Border Crossings in Nigeria with his wife, Linda. They just checked in. So Sam and Linda, thanks for joining us. Angelique Zakia is tuned in, and she's in Accra. She said, you can call me Angel. So I'll do that. She made a request, and I believe you're a new listener, so I do want to say for the benefit of all the new listeners, it takes a couple of days to get a request played on the show. So if you make a request today, give us 2 days or so to get that request played for you. Moses Sarugo, longtime listener from Uganda, happens to be in Zanzibar, and he said he's there enjoying the International Film Festival in Zanzibar right now. So, Moses, thanks for checking in. All right, moving right along with requests and dedications in the final 14 minutes or so of the show. I've got one from Denmark, and it's great to hear from a listener who's in Denmark tuned in, Michael Meyer, probably not the Canadian comedian and not the guy who's in Halloween. But this is a guy from Denmark who's listening. 49 years old, said, I've been listening outside in my garden, enjoying the sunshine, and I listen to my shortwave radio frequency 15580 kilohertz. And I want to hear a song by Paul Simon. Paul Simon has been on the final tour, his retirement tour. And it's interesting when you talked about these older artists like Led Zeppelin and Paul Simon. Paul's finishing his career. Paul McCartney at 76 just announced a brand new tour. He's got a new album coming out soon and a new tour as well. Here's Paul Simon on Border Crossings going to Graceland.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national. Following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War, I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. Tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families.
am I traveling back? It's ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. I have reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing at the Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland. Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Oh,
the Crossings. And that's Jermaine Stewart from 1986 for Francis in Ghana. And that was a big hit in 1986. Jermaine Stewart passed away in 1997 at age 39. And 17 years later, finally got a tombstone at his gravesite in 2014. We don't have to take our clothes off. That's for Francis. Up next, Ali in Nigeria wants me to play Dr. Dre the next episode.
It's the one and only Deco Double G.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
What?
Suckers. So put something in there.
Raise, raise,
put
raise,
it in
raise,
there. Yeah. Suck, no.
Top dog, fight them all. Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swank in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of. Rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress. Da-da-da-da-da.
It's the one and only D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, Lil Buck.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King up the beach, ride to him in your fleet. Wood, coop the field, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, what? Dre and Snoop hitting cumblers in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the
west side.
This California love, this California bug. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke
What's
on
up, Trey?
Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up, hey. For my n****s who be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, wait. For my n****s who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Border Crossings, and that's Dr. Dre, who really doesn't go on social media much, but he did on the 4th of July. He said, happy 4th from the Comptons, and posted an Instagram photo with his wife, Nicole. And just recently, he and Jimmy Iovine, founders of the Beats headphone line, were ordered to pay $25 million to a former business partner, Sammy Lamar, over royalties. And the Beats headphones continue to sell so well that $25 million worth in royalties. Wow. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I want to thank Joe, our engineer today. We've got villain director, Allie, who's been directing the show. Vince also helping to direct the show. And Lynn has been producing on the phone. So thank you all for putting the program together. And thanks to you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests coming your way on the VOA 1 Music Network. We'll be right back.